Welcome to the At the Hill podcast. I'm your host, Lily Carr.
And I'm your host, Taryn Beery.
Our episode is brought to you by the Rose Hill Rec Center, and today's guest is Chuck Lambert. Before we have him join us, please make sure to follow Rocket Productions on Instagram and Facebook. If you've missed any episodes, you can find Rocket Productions Network anywhere you listen to podcasts. So, how are you?
Hey, I'm actually doing pretty good. How are you two doing?
Good. Pretty good.
We're off to a good school year?
Yeah.
Do we like the new crib? Do we
love
like it?
Love the new building.
Yes?
It's good.
We're good with it?
Yes.
We did okay?
It's awesome.
All right.
So, I mean, the new building, we have so many new things. Can you just, like, tell us a little bit about, like, everything we've gotten in?
Yes. Yep. This summer, first of all, was crazy. We started at the end of May. And, you know, basically in 47 work days, we basically gutted the place and turned everything around. We wanted a place that you guys felt like it was functional, mm-hmm. and that you guys would feel comfortable and use. So that was our goal. And one of the things that was kind of a pleasant surprise, we didn't really know where the library was going to be at or as far as how it was going to look. So we're really excited how it came out. And there's more furniture coming there. And I just like the smiles, and I see you guys using the stuff in the halls. So we're excited.
I like all the new seating in the library. It's really cool.
You do like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like all the stuff around the hallways. What made you guys think to do that?
Well, that was interesting because one of the conversations came up about the lockers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, of course, I was a principal way back, and it was brought up, well, we just need to take the lockers out. I'm like, wait, what? Because that is something that, no, you know, that's taboo. You can't do that. And then I talked to Mr. Jackson. He goes, did you know last year 25 kids had checked out a locker? And that's been the average. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, then that's wasted space.
Yeah.
So we left 100, and then tearing that out really allowed us to have those neat areas for you guys to be able to mm-hmm. sit and work. What I've been surprised how good it's been for an additional area for you guys for learning, and I've been excited about that.
Mm-hmm. And you guys put up, like, new TVs today out there, too.
They just came up, and then Stuco will be able to run their messages on there. That should be happening, I hope, really soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the pictures.
Okay, so one of the things that I think when you walk into a school, so many times it just seems like, well, it's institutional white, there's nothing on the walls, it's boring. It needs to be a place that you guys want to be at. And mm-hmm. you guys are the reason we have a school. So I thought it'd be really cool if we went black and white and had pictures of you guys everywhere. We're going to try to change them out each semester.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And then so you'll hopefully get to see new ones.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so that was the idea on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you guys like them, so.
Yeah. I actually really like them. When we walked around and we saw all of them, we thought they were really cool.
So
and then the auditorium is really nice.
Yes, and then, okay, the new curtains are coming.
Oh,
okay, the
yeah.
curtains are there, but the front one was supposed to be black. It showed up as, like, scarlet red. And I tried to like it, but I could not like
yeah.
it. No, I just couldn't do it. And it was the company's fault, so we ended up, we got a black one coming, so that'll be done. And I don't know if you've heard the sound cranked up in there, and it's mm-hmm. the real deal. And to be able to just have it, like, so when we have a concert coming up for you guys or elementary, the parents can actually be out in the commons and not worry about, oh, I should be in there, or I can still see it out there, or I can be in the music room and I can watch it. Or if you're doing a play, I don't know if you know, backstage there's actually a TV that shows what's going on the stage, so you know what's going on
yeah.
coming up.
That's so, really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And how long did it, like, all the entrances are brand new?
Yes. The entrances, like, took longer than we thought because that glass work, if you ever do construction, they call it a storefront, and they have to make it out of aluminum, and then when it shows up, they have to put glass in it. Mm-hmm. It seems, your guys at the high school where it's up tall, if you look, there's a lot of geometrical shapes. They were having a heck of a time cutting the glass and getting it to work, so it took a lot longer than we hoped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But,
okay.
And then coming up next, we're going to talk to Lambert about phase two of the bond after this commercial. The Rose Hill Rec Center is a community center where different types of events are held and people can go to the gym and hang out. They are open Monday through Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and close on Saturdays and Sundays. They have all different kinds of fitness classes you can sign up for and also have a membership for their weight room where you can go and lift all hours of the day. You can find all the events and activities they have on their website. You can contact them at 316-776-9880. We're back on the At the Hill podcast, and now we're talking about phase two of the bond project. So that's like the weight room is new.
I'm going to drop something new on you guys that very few have seen. And so I'll let you guys see this. This is pretty close to what the weight room is going to look like.
It looks really good.
Oh, Jesus.
So on it, just so you know, so like where the music room is now, between the music room and the theater auditorium, you're going to walk out that hallway, or you're going to walk down towards the new turf. And when you walk out there, all of a sudden you're going to be in a storm shelter, which is going in that area, which is going to be the wrestling room. Right next to it is going to be the weight room. Okay, the weight room is going to have a ton of glass that'll be on. So like if you were coming down behind the school and you were driving between the high school and the new turf, you're going to be looking at a long stretch of glass now when you're driving in. And then this turf that you see there, that's actually along the whole glass.
Oh.
So that's where you guys will be at on that. And then I can tell the weight room's set up for about as many people as we can get in there.
There's a lot more racks, which is really nice.
Yes. And we're hoping January or February they're going to start construction in 2 weeks. I really want to get it up and going and that part. But so, yeah, we're pretty excited. Then also the wrestling room will take place. Those are the two main things here. The other thing that's coming, the music room is, if you've been in a music room, we didn't do anything over the summer. Here's why. We're taking the whole back wall out, or the wall between, one of the walls that are between the band room and the choir room, the first one is being taken out to add basically 10 feet all the way back. And then it'll also add an extension towards where the weight room and wrestling room is. So the band room's view is going to change completely.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
So yeah, we haven't forgotten them. They're coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
And then Evan's room, that actually just recently got done, and it's really nice.
Yeah.
That's been such an exciting thing. And I, you know, most people don't understand how, you know, you guys know we flipped it.
Yeah, completely.
And, you know, I'm not a very good cook, but I want to get in there and cook.
Yeah. I was going to say, I walked in there and I saw everything, and I was like actually amazed.
It's going to be fun, and it's a great space even when you're not cooking or sewing. It's just a great space to be. And she's such a great teacher, so I'm so excited for her, and you guys love being in there, so I think that's going to be
awesome. She seemed really excited about it, too.
That I couldn't believe all the stories that, and then the stuff that you guys were putting in there. I'm like, wow, it's all
And then, so the middle school and primary school, they're getting the entrances, and then, are they getting anything else?
Okay, the middle school is going to be a little shocking.
Okay.
So at the middle school, all right, think that you're in the multipurpose room where you guys had lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. You might not know this, but say you're walking into the kitchen where your food was. Okay, right to the left or towards the rec. Okay, you might not know that there's a bunch of empty spaces, empty offices there. Okay, those are going to be gutted, and a new specific lunchroom is going to be put right there. And then between there and the rec is going to be the storm shelter place that's going to be like a cafeteria annex, which will be even more space. So there'll be another huge room there for like all the 7th grade could be at once, all the 8th grade, all that. So it's going to change your look completely.
Yeah.
So you won't be eating in the multipurpose room. The kids won't anymore.
Okay.
They'll be in their own lunchroom. And we're going with kind of a current look there, kind of a cafe type look.
Wait, that's really cool. I didn't know they had rooms back there.
There's actually 2,400 square feet that we can get there. Which you say, well, how does that... That will fit about just a little over 100 kids. So that's what we're doing there. And then at the primary, where Kids Club is right now, okay, if you look towards, not towards the lake, but you go south and you're kind of going towards the water tower, we're adding another addition right there that's going to have two more classrooms, and then it's going to have a multi-purpose room, not like a gym or anything, but just an area for the kids to run.
Okay.
This will fit everybody. If there was a storm, everybody in that elementary building could fit and be in there. So yeah, the tough thing that's going to be for everybody is this construction is going to slow transportation down, out back. It might mess with Fall Fest a little. They've been planning on it as far as that area. Because if you've ever been to Fall Fest where the food trucks and that are, that's basically where the new building's going.
Oh,
okay. But we might not be doing construction then yet. We'll see.
Okay.
And then I think that's like all the new stuff that's coming up, but we did get something new at the concession stand.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that we've been wanting to do is, you guys are always there.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the one thing that we're excited with that, I hope you guys got your $25 student ID, and because now I want you to spend that money that you saved on going to the concession stand.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we're adding some items because you guys are stuck there, and we want to be able to have some good food. So last night we broke out the soft serve ice cream machine, and we had walking tacos. And last night we sold 150 ice cream.
Wow.
So we're excited about tomorrow night, Friday.
Yeah.
We just want a place that you guys want to be, that you like to be, and then you can have fun with it and get some good food there.
I haven't had the walking tacos yet, but that ice cream was pretty good.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Lambert about his summer.
The Rose Hill Library started out as a community library at the school. Their hours are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays, and they're closed on Fridays and Sundays. They have nearly 10,000 items to check out, and all you need is a library card. They also have story time on Mondays at 10 a.m. and during the summer host a summer reading program. The library can also fax and scan documents to a flash drive and make copies for you. You can contact them at 316-776-3013.
And we're back, and we're going to talk to Linda about his summer. So how was your summer?
Yeah, I had an interesting summer. We were just getting ready to do construction was just starting. And I can't tell a lie. It was a tough week, and we were tearing everything out of the building, trying to get everything for the carpet. Well, I had got some information that maybe the carpet wasn't showing up until the new carpet till July 24th.
Oh, wow.
So, I can't lie, I didn't take that real well, but anyway, I'm not proud of that, but anyway, that probably sent me a little bit over the edge, but I can't blame that on anything. Anyway, the carpet did show up just a week later after that, but anyway, so it was really strange. All of a sudden that night, I've never had any heart problems or anything like that, and all of a sudden that night, I tried to do my fun things that I like to do because I was crabby from all that. So I went to Cabela's. I went to Meddy's, and then when I got home, I took that new fishing pole from Cabela's. I walked across the street to fish, and I'm like, still crabby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, and I caught some little fish, but anyway, my chest, all of a sudden, everybody says, well, like, you get heartburn, you get something like that. All of a sudden, my chest and arms felt like they're going to explode. I mean, just like weights. Well, my wife was gone. She was out in Idaho. We've been married 35 years. We get on the phone, and then we're arguing whether or not I'm supposed to call the ambulance or not, because I said, I'm not having the ambulance come and give me some Tums or Rolaids and say it's heartburn. And anyway, she goes, so after 10 minutes, we called, ambulance came. I was having a heart attack. And when I got there, they do what they call a catheterization, an emergency one, where they put in two stents that helps in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said, well, we want to talk to you in the morning. So then in the morning, they said, well, hey, your heart actually looks like a smoker's heart. And I've never smoked in my life.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was a mess. So they said, we have to do open heart surgery, and they want to do it in 2 weeks. And they're going to be a triple bypass, so they're going to fix three things. And if you didn't know this, what they do is they take a vein out of your leg. So when they say bypass, that's how many pieces they cut that vein in your leg into and fix in your heart. So in my case, they took the vein, clipped it in three pieces, cut you from here to here. And then they fixed that. And prior to getting to that surgery I was supposed to have on Friday, I was supposed to wait 2 weeks because I wanted my heart to rest. Like 9 days later, I had another heart attack. And they had to then put me in the hospital. I had to stay in there until they did the surgery. And then I don't wish heart surgery on my worst enemy.
Yeah.
The first 2 weeks was terrible. But since then, it's been great. And to be truthful, I've had more energy, almost too much energy than ever. My surgeon, when he came in, he goes, great news, I did such a good job that in a month you'll be running a marathon. I'm like, I wasn't running one before.
Yeah.
Why do I want to do one now? I don't get it. But anyway, he was that confident. And he was right. I mean, he did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So that was what my summer was like. And everybody was so supportive.
Yeah.
You know, when this happened, our admin team, they were at the hospital. They've been there for me. My wife took an emergency plane back from Boise. Everybody's just, the bus drivers put a team together to mow my yard. Everybody's offered to mow my yard.
That's awesome.
I'm finally back to mowing my own yard. So nobody needs to put on Facebook, I need my yard mowed anymore, okay?
Yeah.
I can do my own yard.
You can do that.
I'm good. But I'm so appreciative of how everybody's been.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to be alive and to be a rocket.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast today.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for watching the At The Hope podcast. If you missed any episodes, you can find them wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you follow Rocket Productions on Instagram and Facebook. I'm your host, Lily Carr.
And I'm your host, Taryn Berry.